With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
And welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that celebrates the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of great listening. Thanks for joining me. Today's edition of With Heart and Voice focuses on music for the Feast of the Transfiguration that marks the last Sunday before the season of Lent and commemorates Jesus' transfiguration in dazzling light on a mountaintop. We'll listen to thrilling choral and organ music to celebrate the day, even as we anticipate the Solemnity of Lent, which begins on Ash Wednesday. Great works by Praetorius, Prue, Longley, and many others. We'll begin with festive organ music by Leo Sowerby. Jubilee is performed by Eric Plutz on the organ of St. John's Cathedral, Denver. Eric Plutz played Jubilee by Leo Sowerby on the wonderful Kimball organ of St. John's Cathedral, Denver. The hymn Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise captures the dazzling brilliance of the Transfiguration in a text by Walter Chalmers Smith from the 19th century. It's usually sung to the tune St. Denio, originally a Welsh ballad, and transformed into a hymn tune by John Roberts. We'll hear the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London sing, led by John Scott with Christopher Durnley at the organ.
Thank you.
Sing We Merrily by Sidney Campbell, who served in a number of prestigious cathedral positions in England before becoming organist at St. George's Chapel, Windsor Castle, from 1961 to 1974. We heard the choir of St. Paul's Parish, K Street in Washington, under the direction of Robert McCormick. John Bull played the organ. Earlier, the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, sang the hymn, Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A hymn in praise of Jesus is next, as we hear the choir of Wells Cathedral sing, Jesus is the brightest light. The text comes from 17th century German writer Christian Friedrich Richter, and the melody by Johann Freilinghausen, arranged by Gavin Williams. Malcolm Archer directs. The Wells Cathedral Choir, led by Malcolm Archer, sang the hymn, Jesus is the Brightest Light. The Transfiguration event, as portrayed in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, is wonderfully portrayed in a hymn text by contemporary writer Brian Wren. In 2006, Richard Webster was commissioned to set Christ Upon the Mountain Peak as an anthem, and it was dedicated to all who came to the aid of the victims of Hurricane Katrina. We'll hear it sung by the voices of Trinity Church Boston, directed by the composer.
Christ upon the mountain peak sets our Lord in glory.
Christ Upon the Mountain Peak, with words by Brian Wren and music composed by Richard Webster. We heard the voices of Trinity Church Boston, led by Mr. Webster. A fresh setting of Psalm 100 is next, as we hear composer David Halls lead the girl choristers and lay vicars of Salisbury Cathedral in his anthem, Jubilate. Daniel Cook plays the organ. Jubilate by David Halls was sung by the girl choristers and lay vicars of Salisbury Cathedral. David Halls directed, with Daniel Cook playing the Father Willis organ. Hieronymus Praetorius lived from 1560 to 1629 and was an especially significant composer in northern Germany in the late Renaissance and early Baroque. He was roughly a contemporary of Claudio Monteverdi in Italy and brought some of the influence of the Italian composers of a generation earlier, such as Gabrielli, to northern Germany, particularly in his writing for double choir. It was a style that originated in Venice and spread throughout Europe in the late 16th century. We'll listen to the choir of the Church of the Advent in Boston as they perform Cantate Domino by Hieronymus Praetorius. Edith Ho directs.
Thank you.
Edith Ho led the choir of the Church of the Advent in Boston in Cantate Domino, a double choir motet by Renaissance composer Hieronymus Praetorius. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. From a disc dedicated to choral works by Daniel Gothrop, we'll hear his somewhat jazzy anthem, It Is Good to Sing Praises. The Utah State University Chamber Singers are led by Corey Evans.
Praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, praises to God. Praise ye the Lord,
praise ye the Lord,
praise ye the Lord,
praise ye the Lord,
praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, unto our God, praises unto our God.
Together the outcasts of Israel, healing the broken in heart, binding up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars, he calleth them all by their names.
Sing unto the Lord, sing unto the Lord, sing unto the Lord. Sing unto the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to see.
It Is Good to Sing Praises, an anthem by Daniel Gothrop, was performed by the Utah State University Chamber Singers. Corey Evans directed, and Jeff Detton played the organ. Richard Prue set a mystical text found on the wall of Galilee Chapel in Durham Cathedral in his anthem, Prayer of the Venerable Bede. Betsy Cardo sings the soprano solo in this lovely piece with the choir of All Saints Episcopal Church, Beverly Hills. Thomas Foster directs. Thomas Foster led the choir of All Saints Episcopal Church, Beverly Hills, in Prayer of the Venerable Bede by Richard Prue. Soprano soloist was Betsy Cardos. Following closely on the heels of the Feast of the Transfiguration comes the observance of Ash Wednesday, which begins the 40-day journey through the season of Lent. It's a time of introspection and reflection. That period is chronicled in the hymn 40 Days and 40 Nights, with a text by two English clergymen, George Smitten and Francis Pott. Malcolm Archer leads the choir of Wells Cathedral.
Thank you.
Joseph Sluys played the pleading and poignant chorale prelude Ich ruf zu dir, Herr Jesu Christ, from the Orgelbuchlein by J.S. Bach. I call to thee, Lord Jesus Christ. He played the organ of St. Michael's Cathedral in Brussels. Earlier, we heard the choir of Wells Cathedral sing the hymn 40 Days and 40 Nights. Malcolm Archer led the choir. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Michael Wise was a chorister at the Chapel Royal following the restoration of Charles II in 1660, and later was a lay clerk at St. George's Chapel, Windsor, and at Eton College, as well as serving as organist and instructor of choristers at Salisbury Cathedral. Our next selection is deemed to be the greatest of his compositions, a setting of verses from the first chapter of Lamentations. The Ways of Zion Do Mourn is composed in two primary sections. The first is a duet between treble and bass soloists, with a choir joining for the second part. John Scott leads the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London.
hath trodden underfoot all my mighty men in the midst of me. The Lord hath trodden underfoot all my mighty men in the midst of me. He hath
The Ways of Zion Do Mourn by 17th century composer Michael Wise was performed by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. Treble soloist was Jeremy Budd, and the bass soloist was Charles Gibbs. John Scott directed. We return to the more festive atmosphere of the Feast of the Transfiguration with organ music by Jean Langlais. Fête is performed by Ji-Yun Choi on the organ at Valparaiso University.
Thank you.
Ji-Yun Choi performed Fête by Jean Longley on the organ at the Chapel of Resurrection on the campus of Valparaiso University. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today, as we've listened to music to celebrate the Feast of the Transfiguration and look toward Lent. I hope today's music has been meaningful and inspiring to you. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. We hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Email can be sent to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.